get ready for some serious heat. That's the warning this week from the World Meteorological Organization. Their data and models show that our planet is on track to break record levels of heat over the next 5 years, and it could have destabilizing effects on daily life, governments, and business. So let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC economics correspondent. Ali, this report says there's a 2/3 chance that one of the next 5 years will hit or pass the 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels, the number that the Paris Climate Accords has warned about. Now, it's just once, it's not long term, but that was pretty scary to read. Tell us more.
Yeah, and that's the low end of the estimate. So the bottom line is, given the trend lines that we've had in temperature for the last 5 to 10 years, one can assume that it won't be the only time we do it. So, in order to breach the Paris 1.5 degrees higher than pre-industrial times number, we'd have to stay at it for 20 years. But there's no indication that we're going the other direction. So right. We are looking at probably the next 5 years being the hottest 5-year period on record. And there's a big warning from the World Meteorological Organization to say, we have to both adapt and mitigate, and maybe just stop doing the things that are going to keep this continuing.
Look, there's a human cost, but you're an economist. What are you thinking about?
Well, there are real costs that go to governments, which are, separate and apart from the cost to your home or your business when we deal with extreme weather events. Warming climate does cause more extreme weather events. So it causes more flooding in the daytime, in beautiful sunny days. It causes more wildfires. It causes stronger hurricanes. It causes tornadoes. I mean, these things all exist without global warming, but they get worse as a result of it. Government costs, we're talking about an estimate from Dartmouth College that the world's economy has paid $16 trillion since 1990. Now, that's not evenly distributed. That's mostly in the global south. But if you just take the U.S., we're estimated to have spent $165 billion in 2022. That's government money just mitigating climate change. So this is a very, very expensive matter, other than the fact that humanity is in peril.
Yeah, at stake. And I'm thinking of things like agriculture. What else are you thinking of? Again, taking the business tack.
Yeah, so drought is obviously, drought and flooding both affect agriculture, right, as do to wildfires. So there's a real cost to agriculture, the higher cost of things going up. But think about the people whose lives depend on agriculture. In and around the world where agriculture is affected because of increasing climates, we have seen the greatest cause ever in history for human migration. And we're not particularly good at that right now. Obviously, one of the biggest things we keep discussing these days is border crossings and immigration. Well, this is what causes more people to move than anything else. So we have to think about this on a global basis, that people migrate because of the effects on agriculture.
Well, and I'm wondering, in the minute we have, do you think this will spur people to think a little more about lowering carbon emissions, or, will it even help,
Yeah, I think it does. I think people really realize that we are now, this isn't some abstraction that's a long way away. A lot of countries are starting to figure out adaptation strategies. Climate scientists still say, let's not adapt, let's mitigate. And that part is still slow. Everybody wants to cut carbon emissions from everything except fuel production. And fuel and oil and gas, that's the stuff that actually causes most of our emissions these days. So we're not there from a policy perspective yet.
Boy, tough, tough headline. MSNBC economics correspondent and anchor Ali Velshi, thanks for shining a light on it.
My pleasure.